This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Last season on Aftershock.
Can you see what we're seeing? There's an island. I mean, there wasn't anything there before.
You have to go find Michaela.
Of course.
I'll find her. I promise.
That's Michaela's boat. Listen, I gotta get out there.
Excuse me, miss. You said that's your daughter?
You'll go to the island?
You care very much about this island, don't you?
I don't know. I just got here.
Something here is speaking to you already.
You think that spring's okay to drink from?
Whoa. Tastes sweet to me.
I claim this land in the name of the Hawaiian people.
This place, this island, it's not right.
What do you mean?
Tell me this place doesn't feel cursed to you.
You have to get me out of here.
What's wrong?
We lost half a dozen people last night.
There's blood.
It means I'm infected, right?
We don't know.
I'm going to die.
Nurse, are you okay?
My first loss today. Major Chavez.
The flu thing killed him?
There was Wayne. He went to the other camp. And then, one by one, he bit into their water.
The man you've known as Wayne? His blood test identifies him as one Scott Briggs.
Did you really kill everyone?
I exposed them to a virus that they were probably dumb enough to catch on their own.
You aren't coughing.
I feel fine. Am I immune?
Go.
Hey.
Just go, please.
Hey, Cassie, shut the fuck up.
Lay, right? Take her, please.
No.
It's too late. Get her out of here.
So what now?
We keep each other's secrets. If you don't tell them what I've done, I won't tell them about Michaela.
When they find us, you're a good Samaritan, a guy who helped me escape a dangerous city.
And Michaela never existed. We can tell the story of this place.
Without anyone ever knowing she was here.
Like I said, sir, I think these two are lying to me. I can't leave this ship. I am worried about an epidemic.
You know what to do.
Full containment.
By any means necessary.
I'm telling my command you died in custody. Cassandra Wallace is dead. You change your name, you move away, you start a new life.
What I need to deliver is a sample of your blood.
When are you going after Michaela?
As soon as Cassie leads me to her. Deaths from the Spanish flu, conservatively, it was 50 million.
How many people were on that ship in front of us?
Less than 50 million.
Holy Mother of God.
What was that?
The Navy ship.
What now?
We wait for Cassie. She will come for me.
Okay, step
one. Find the map. Okay, bingo. Thank you, Captain Dover. Map, where's... There's north. There's compass north. Step two, you read the map. Catalina. Okay. Oh my God. Oh my God, how? Wait. Rest in peace, this asshole. Into the wave, you face into the wave, you...
You're not gonna die at sea. You're going to pull yourself together and figure out, or you'll remember the first rule of knots. If you can't tie knots,
tie lots. That I can do.
Boom.
Okay, that's not pretty, but
Okay, it'll hold. It'll hold. What's next?
You unpacking the picnic and pouring the sun's air.
Oh, so close, baby. The sea caves aren't far. And it'll be more fun in there. You can see them. Look southwest.
Oh. Okay, is that Avalon Bay or Two Harbors?
You tell me. Wait, you still have the map?
Yes. Right here.
Okay, so find southwest. You don't need a compass. Where's the mainland?
Right there. So that's east, and we want to head... Never eat shredded. There. Southwest.
All right, nice. Exactly. So what's the next step?
The boom. Mm. The force of...
Get the motor started.
You don't want to sail there?
You don't have time, Cassie.
I thought we had all day.
You're freezing, love. You have to keep moving. Don't think about how you're feeling. Think about next steps. Get the motor going.
But the map. I lost the map.
You know where you're going. You've been there. Keep the mainland on your left. There's lights all along the coast. And get back to the sea caves. But Cassie... Get the motor going.
Get the motor going.
Thanks for your patience. I hope we didn't keep you waiting too long.
Oh, I'm sure you got your hands full.
How long were you waiting, if you don't mind me asking?
Today?
No, to get seen.
I've come by every day for about a week, I'd guess.
Should not have taken that long. Look, my apologies, ma'am. Were you on the wait list?
I wasn't. No, I wasn't sure I was going to stay.
Understandable. Well, I'm glad you're here now. The intake is quick and painless, and we'll get you a bed and rations.
There's beds?
Sorry, I meant we'll find you a place. I didn't mean to get your hopes up.
I can hardly remember the last time I slept in a bed.
Been a rough time?
No worse than anyone else.
That's a rough time. Let's start with your name.
Penelope Brighton, but everyone calls me Penny.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
P-E-N-E-L-O-P-E B-R-I-G-H-T-O-N.
Thanks. Your social?
Oh my God, I can't remember.
Oh, that's okay.
I can't believe I can't remember.
You're not the first. Don't worry about it. It'll come to you. I take it you're a U.S. citizen.
I am.
Do you have any ID on you?
No. No ID, no phone. I lost it all in the quake. I heard you're setting up a computer station where people can get online.
It'll be up and running tomorrow, we hope. George Emmerich's company donated 50 terminals.
Really, Emmerich? I guess I take back everything I said about him.
Pocket change for that guy, but it'll make all the difference out here for sure. Penny, how'd you arrive to Catalina?
I'm sorry?
Were you on the transports from the mainland? Were you previously at the Paramount or Riverside camp?
No, I got here on my own.
Entirely on your own? How?
In a kayak. I paddled out from Santa Monica.
Sounds like a hell of a trip.
It was, if I'm honest. When the kayak flipped, I wasn't sure.
You did well. Thinking on your feet. A lot of people haven't made it. We're pulling dozens of bodies out of the water.
Still?
Every day. So, where did you land when you got to Catalina?
The first solid ground I came to.
Well, that's a ways from here.
Yeah, I didn't know the refugee camp was at Avalon.
It's your first time here?
I spent an afternoon at Two Harbors a while back. And that's where I thought the refugee camp would be, so that's, you know, where I went. But it was a ghost town, so I just kept walking south, and eventually I made it here.
Bit of a random question, but did you happen to see a Zodiac up on the beach?
A Zodiac?
It's an ocean-going raft with an outboard motor and...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, we'll be sending out patrols if we ever have the manpower, but we're supposed to be keeping an eye out for a Zodiac. It would have been marked USS Chillingworth?
No. Sorry.
Needle in a haystack. Just thought I'd ask. So, you hiked down here and you were still on your own?
That's right. Yeah, I've been alone since I got here. Can you tell me why?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You'll have to come back tomorrow. We're full up.
That's what you said yesterday. I'm not looking for a spot. I just need to see if my friends are here.
I'm not allowed to give out names of refugees, ma'am. You can leave your name if you like.
I can't do that. I'll come back tomorrow.
Here. I can give you two MREs and a blanket. Tomorrow we're hoping for a transport with additional supplies to expand our capacity.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate what you're doing.
I said back up away from the fence.
Water distribution will begin again once we have order.
Excuse me. Ow, hey, watch it.
Do we have to wait?
Pardon me, I just need to...
Ow.
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Hey, that's me. What's the matter with you? Hey, get the hell out.
Whoa, Miss Wallace, it's me. I was calling you back there.
Julian, what are you doing here?
I'm so glad to see you.
I'm glad to see you too. Hey, it's okay.
God, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Honey, it's okay. I got you. You don't have to be strong right now, okay?
I haven't seen anyone I know since...
Not since the quake?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to your family?
I don't know. I couldn't find them. I looked everywhere.
Oh, honey. Here, come with me. I've got a couple MREs. We'll get some food in you.
Excuse me. Is he okay?
He's... I've got him, officer.
He's a minor? Is he with you?
Yes.
Young man, is that right?
Yes. She's my auntie. By marriage.
All right. Take care of each other.
We will. Thank you.
Calm down, Private. Let's step over here.
It's the Tent City, down by the marina.
Thank you.
You're welcome, nephew.
I was just trying to think on my feet. Are you with people?
No. I'm looking for some people I told I'd meet on Catalina.
It's not safe to be alone.
I'm not gonna leave you alone, okay? I've got a safe place I've stayed the last couple of nights. Let's go down there together.
I'm really glad I saw you.
What's happening, Private?
We found more bodies, like the ones from yesterday, the ones that look like they've been coughing up blood. Whatever it is, it seems to be spreading.
Miss Wallace, are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry, let's keep moving.
It's a hard time to be alone. Do you have any family you're looking for? We have a registry.
I don't. My partner, didn't survive the quake.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thanks. The first time I came to Catalina was with him, actually. He loves the night sky out here. There's so many stars. Once I'm registered, I thought I'd head up the hill and...
I'm afraid we're past curfew.
There's a curfew?
Started a few days ago. Sundown to sunup. It gets rowdy with everyone outside waiting to get in. We have over 500 civilians arriving on official transports daily, and a couple hundred more arrive on private vessels. Yesterday was 350. So we lock the gates at dark just to keep it as calm and safe as we can.
Right. Of course.
Where have you been staying since you got here?
Here, come this way. It's steeper, but it gets us out of the view quicker. Hey, shoes.
Okay. They're docks. My socks are more holes than sock at this point.
Yeah, hopefully they get some clothes at the refugee center. The treads on my shoes are nearly worthless.
Miss Wallace?
We're not at school, Julian. You can call me Penny.
Is that your name? It's not Cassie?
Middle name, but I prefer it.
Cassie Penny Wallace?
Cassandra Penelope.
You're Greek.
You think? Yeah, my mom knew just enough to give me Greek names without having any idea what they meant. Cassandra was cursed to see the future, but have no one believe her prophecies.
Jeez, thanks, Mom.
She did her best.
Penny, why do you keep looking behind us?
Sorry, I just... It's silly.
Are we being followed?
No, I... To be honest, I was with a kind of dangerous person until recently, and I just... I'm pretty sure he's dead. I mean, he's almost definitely dead. I just...
Yeah, but some people seem to be able to cheat death.
They do, don't they?
I feel that way, actually. I should have died like 20 times since the quake.
Where were you when it happened?
Under an underpass, installing a public art exhibit.
Tagging an underpass.
I think it saved me, though. The whole neighborhood just, like, crumbled. Like a cookie or something. But the underpass held, and I was fine. And then, like, at the Paramount camp, did you hear about what happened?
No, I've been elsewhere.
There was a raid?
A raid?
Yeah, like all these bikers in masks broke through the barrier and rode in around this, like, big van. They all had assault rifles and stuff. They came to take all this food and water and...
Holy smokes.
Yeah, and it was mostly Red Cross there with just a few reservists, not like here with all this National Guard.
So there wasn't anyone to defend the camp?
The reservists tried, but they were, like, super green. And one of them actually, like, I saw him shit himself. Pardon my...
You can say shit. There's no detention in a catastrophe.
It was fucked. I'd been hanging out with these other kids I met at the camp. They didn't... God! Fuck! I don't know how I wasn't hit.
Hold up for a second.
Do you see something?
Yeah, look, you see just before the closest point? Just behind that is the sea cave I've been staying in.
Where the smoke is coming from.
Yeah. Fuck, I didn't leave a fire going.
You think it's that guy you were with?
He's like a ghost. He must have seen
my... Okay, well, we can go back to the camp.
Yeah. Run.
Wait.
Julian, what are
you? Is that?
Cassie!
Michaela?
You said you're hearing voices?
Sorry, no, not actual voices. I just mean that I've been alone for a long time, been talking to myself and stuff, and it kind of feels like I'm cracking up some days.
Fair. Well, that actually brings me to the last question before we get you settled in here. Is there any specific trauma for which you would like to receive psychosocial services?
Is that a joke?
I know it sounds clinical, but that one we have to read word for word.
Look, I'm sorry, and I don't mean to be flippant, but surely if you're applying to live at a refugee camp, there's trauma involved?
The question's designed to get you on the list for counselors, if you'd like
right,
to.
Right, yeah, no, I don't want to talk to a shrink.
You've been through a lot, Penny. Alone. You might want to consider talking to somebody.
How long have you been?
Are you okay?
Michaela, I can't believe...
What are you doing here? Who are you?
Michaela, do you want to introduce Julian?
Oh, this is Julian Sandoval. My friend from school. He's a really amazing artist, and it's super bonkers that he's here right now, but it's also kind of a miracle.
Right?
He's also my former student from 10th grade history. A couple of years ago, and he doesn't have anyone to look out for him, so he's gonna be with us until, I don't know, until we're safe.
So you're Michaela's friend and Cassie's student?
She told me to call her Penny.
Well, who's Penny?
I was told to change my name.
By who?
By, an officer on that ship that interrogated me for like a week.
That ship that blew up?
You saw that?
Yeah. And, like, heard everyone being burned alive.
Okay, I got off that ship maybe 15 minutes before all that happened.
Wait, was Wayne...
I think so.
Who's Wayne?
Julian, can I give you this MRE and ask you to wait in here for a little bit? I need to talk to these two. We've been through some intense things, and I don't want to burden you with anything else. You've been through enough on your own.
I don't care.
I do. Can you give us a few minutes?
Okay, fine. Fine. Michaela, can I just give you a hug first? It's so fucking amazing
no.
to me that you... Sorry. No?
Julian, you don't know how happy I really am to see you right now, but... I was assaulted not too long ago, and...
By whom? I'll fucking kill him!
That's... been handled.
Wait, what?
I'm not in a place to talk about it right now or be touched, so... Can you be my friend from over there?
Of course, Mommy. Whatever you need.
Thank you. God, did I mention it's really good to see you?
Okay. Here's a better plan. Michaela, take the other MRE. You two eat. Leia and I'll catch up, okay?
Yeah, sure.
And Julian, you're good to, you know, respect her boundaries.
Of course, Miss Wallace. Penny, Cassie, whatever.
Holy shit, it's good to see you.
I'm sorry that it took me so long to get to you.
We came to the caves every day looking for you, but after a week, I mean, we worried.
Same. I was getting scared you guys might not have made it or left or something.
We thought about it. We didn't know where to go.
Yeah, and that's all I've been trying to figure out since I got here. What we do now. How we keep her safe.
How to keep everyone safe from her.
Thank you for taking care of her.
Of course.
No, not of course. You were strangers a few weeks ago.
There's a word in Hawaiian. Kuleana. It means responsibility, what's yours to care for and make right. Michaela's become my Kuleana. It just happened.
An extraordinary woman, Lei.
She wasn't your Kuleana either, until she was. Plus, she didn't start out hating my guts, so leg up.
So I heard a guard today. There were bodies found at that tent city down by the marina, and they looked like they'd been coughing up blood.
What?
I don't want to think the worst.
No, no, it isn't, Michaela. We have been so careful.
But is she handling it okay? Girls her age aren't renowned for being cautious.
She doesn't love it, but she for sure knows how important it is for her to stay away from people. I get us food and water, we sleep a few meters apart. So far, so good.
Except for the bodies at the marina.
It could be something else. I hear there's outbreaks of all kinds of stuff on the mainland right now. The sewage system backed into the streets and...
Oh my God, just when you think it can't get worse.
For real.
So she's not sneaking out or anything?
Not as far as I know. She's had some rough moments, but she's staying the course.
How are you holding up?
It's funny you asked that. And I feel so defensive. I've got all these rude answers in my head right now, and it's not like it's a rude question. I'm honestly not sure. I mean, on the level of being alive and healthy, I'm great, right? Which is not nothing. But my spirit? I don't know what I was thinking. Just showing up to plant my flag and what? Just presto, homeland. I guess I feel foolish and ashamed. I really miss my home. But now that you're here, maybe I can head back to Redondo soon? And I need to check on my other Kuleana.
Ole, they're looking for you.
What? Wait, who?
I fucked up. When I was interrogated on the ship, they wanted to know who was on the island, and I didn't know why at first, so I...
Gave them my name?
I didn't think it would be a problem because you weren't exposed or infected.
And now they're looking for me? What, do they know where I live?
They have our records. They know everything.
God damn it, Cassie.
I am so sorry. I had a one-track mind protecting Michaela, and I didn't...
So what? I can never go home? What do you... Oh my God. Oh my God. I feel sick.
So you haven't noticed anyone showing signs of sickness?
What kind of sickness?
TB, malaria, typhus. The outbreaks on the mainland have exploded in the last week, and we're obviously keen to keep them off the island.
No, I haven't seen anyone here. I mean, really, at all, but not sick, certainly. Have you?
Pardon?
Are there signs that those outbreaks have migrated here?
Not so far, but we've been diligent with our screenings, which is why I'll send you to the infirmary tent for your blood tests. Then you'll be assigned a place.
Sorry, my blood test?
Our containment protocols include screening every refugee we process.
Right. I see. And if I refuse?
There's really no refusing, ma'am.
You can't take my blood without my permission.
Well, under the Articles of Martial Law, we can. But all the results are anonymized. As soon as we know your blood work is clean, the results are purged, so we're not retaining any...
Forgive me, I find that really hard to believe.
Penny, we're not here to gather biometrics into some grand database. We're just trying to prevent an epidemic.
This whole situation reads more like Orwell every day. You realize that, right?
Personally, I'd say Huxley. Listen, I'm sympathetic to your concerns. Big Brother has taken over everything for the time being, and you wouldn't be an American if that didn't make you nervous. You're not showing any symptoms, so how about a compromise? I'll check in with you before the curfew lifts in the AM. If you still don't want the blood test, I'll escort you out and tear up your intake forms, and we can forget you were ever here. If you reconsider after a night in a safe, warm place with a full belly, I'll take you to the infirmary tent, and we can get it done first thing. Does that sound fair?
More than fair. Thank you for being human in this moment. It's like a revolutionary act these days.
You can call me Paul Revere. Look, if you head through the flaps behind you, there'll be another guardsman to take it from here. I'll see you bright and early. Security, this is intake, over.
Do you have that number they sent for the USS Chillingworth reporting line? Over.
Affirmative.
Yeah, I may have just admitted the woman. What's her name? Over.
Stand by.
I'm outside. Over.
Here. Is this her? Cassandra Wallace?
That's not the name she gave, but it sure looks like her. All right, you better give me that number. I'll let them know we got her here.
Aftershock stars Sarah Wayne Callies as Cassie Wallace, David Harbour as Wayne Sharp, and Jeffrey Dean Morgan as Mark Dover. Tati Gabrielle as Michaela Ansley, Janelle Parrish as Lelehua Masters, Russell Hornsby as Admiral Fortis, Joshua De Jesus as Julian Sandoval, Rockman Dunbar as Lawrence Ansley, Mac Brandt as National Guardsman. Additional cast is David Gorrell as Reservist No. 1, Joe Town as Reservist No. 2, Taryn Westbrook as Reservist No. 3, JC Brazil as Security Officer. Aftershock is created by Patrick Carman, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Ben Haber. Story by Sarah Wayne Callies and Patrick Carman. Written and directed by Sarah Wayne Callies. Story consulting, Tati Gabrielle. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Original score composed by Emily Rice. Aftershock is executive produced by Ben Haber, Sarah Wayne Callies, and Patrick Carman. Executive produced by Salman Al-Rashid, Sam Frohman, and Simmons Fraser. Executive produced by David Harbour and Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Executive produced by Paul Anderson and Nick Pinella for Workhouse Media. Executive produced by Noel Brown for iHeartRadio. Associate producer, Tati Gabrielle. iHeartMedia presents Aftershock, a Nomadic Engine production in association with Cardinal Productions and Workhouse Media. Visit us on the web at aftershockpodcast.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.